This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Is UNUHW Homeless in the House of Labor Again? It's easy to lose touch when I've been on the road in another country too much, but sadly sometimes it's just deja vu all over again. For years, one of the hot buttons in the labor movement was the so-called tragic civil war in California within the ranks of healthcare unions in that state. There's no way to put lipstick on a pig, and it was a mess for all involved as the Service Employees International Union trusted a recalcitrant but huge local union over issues large and small, and the rump group reorganized under the banner of members first, no concessions, and militant local unionism in the way many saw as a David versus Goliath contest, either rightly or wrongly. The big prize was a 40,000 worker unit at Kaiser Healthcare, which David tried to decertify, and Goliath, in a series of NLRB ordered elections, managed finally to retain for the most part. The rump group, calling itself the National Union of Healthcare Workers, NUHW, seemingly shook itself off and organized its way to more than 10,000 members. And though undoubtedly still a thorn in the side of SEIU and its local affiliate, United Healthcare Workers West, UHW, many would have hoped there was plenty of unorganized healthcare workers for all and finally peace in the valley. The bizarreness of this story seemed to rage on, I now discovered. NUHW may not have loved SEIU, and they were not alone in their disenchantment, perhaps. So given the divided politics in the House of Labor, that didn't mean they couldn't find other suitors, despite their posture of independence. First, there was the steelworkers, which seems odd, but that ended quickly enough with another $1 million debt plus from NUHW on top of the settlement still hanging from a court trial the newly formed local had already lost to SEIU. Then they fell in the arms of the California Nurses Association and its national formation, which is also an affiliate of the AFL-CIO and a longtime competitor of SEIU, with their vision of being a trade union of nurses in healthcare and SEIU's vision of being an industrial union of all healthcare workers. This marriage at least made some sense if you believe in marriage, since at least they both had something in common in their enmity of SEIU. The CNA paid an expensive dowry, though, which, according to NLRB records of their own testimony, has been more than $1 million a month in a subsidy to NUHW to keep them alive and kicking. Unfortunately, there remained trouble in paradise, and the steepness of the CNA investment may have been a classic story of a prenuptial affiliation agreement gone sour. Piecing the story together from the various claims, it seems NUHW struck Kaiser with the members it retained, and CNA, despite its long history of Kaiser and contract bashing, seems to have quietly made a deal with Kaiser and not only refused to support the NUHW strike, but ordered them not to go forward with it. Some of their previous friends think a unit of 4,000 nurses long unable to get a Kaiser contract may have been CNA's real interest all along, but be that as it may, the real beef expressed by CNA seems to be that they were as unable to get NUHW to walk the line as SEIU had been over many years previously. CNA demanded that NUHW merge with a small general unit of their national union and dissolve the affiliation agreement or just get on their walking shoes and be disaffiliated one way or another. Weirdly, in October, NUHW's website carried a plea for help to save the NUHW-CNA affiliation and reported that they had been given the ultimatum early in 2014. Not surprisingly, NUHW liked neither alternative and is demanding that they continue under the language of their earlier affiliation agreement. NUHW reports that the whole mess goes to arbitration in January 2016. The NUHW website reported their claim that many CNA nurses support the continued close working relationships with NUHW and are happily ignorant of the latest turn of the events in this mess. The plea included no action that any CNA or NUHW member could take to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Adding injury to insult, NUHW's own Wikipedia entry says that the affiliation with CNA has already ended. What's the line? First there's tragedy, and then there's bathos. I'm not sure, but whatever it might be, this is the last thing anyone in the labor movement needs to hear or see, so it's no surprise that more hasn't been written about it as another death rattle in our long decline. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.